on Friday, we were watching, waiting for the guidance, and the guidance said, go ahead and don't unilaterally cancel. So that was a bit complicated. I listened to Simon Harris this morning, mind you, and he said, we will have another announcement within 24 hours. So things change very rapidly, and I think we all have to be mindful of that. As a chamber and organisers of the parade, we will be meeting this afternoon, probably virtually actually, over our telecall. Just to see where we are with it.
But it comes down to really what the national advice is, doesn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely does. We don't want to cause any panic. We don't want to do anything against what the government are saying as well. So we'll go with what the public health are saying. And also, I suppose, you have to be mindful of people and preparations they have to make. So we'd want to make that decision sooner rather than later.
I think it's important too that if that decision is made by the powers that be, that it would be for 1 year, and that it shouldn't be a cause for panic, because it just probably is prudent to do so, you know, and it's common sense. Yeah. So it's not right, oh, it must be really bad because they're doing this. But I think people should take it as that this is the prudent thing to do.
Yeah, a long time ago, apparently, well before my time, the only time the parade was ever cancelled was foot and mouth.
Which is and not again, that long ago.
Which, you know, was a reason. We also have to be mindful of, will people come out? You know, will people decide to come to the parade or not?
Yeah.
And also, we have a lot of dance groups. So we'll take a bit of soundings from those today as well to find out, you know, whether the troops will be able to come to it as well. I mean the troops of dancers and people.
And that is why an early decision, really, and perhaps one should have been made before now, is important, because it's not only that, but I think maybe, and this is why, you don't know what the exact motivation for these decisions are, but there's lots of people probably in the many tens of thousands travelling in from America and elsewhere into Ireland.
Particularly for the Dublin, the big parades in the major cities. You know, our parade's more local than that, so it is slightly different. But, I would hope the government will come out with some guidance. I mean, all the other guidance is good, prudent, looking after yourself and cleanliness.
Yeah, in terms of business generally, unless you're selling hand sanitizer and things like that there, you know, we are heading maybe into a tough patch. We heard from the manager of the Clanree concerned about some cancellations of overseas trips. If they're not in the hotel, they're not in the town, you know. So we are probably facing into a Brexit-y type situation. But you know what I'm on about, but in terms of health.
I'm actually, we are concerned, and I know I've been at various, was at a few events.